issue as a nation. To discuss more, we are this morning joined by Dr. Andrew Hollows. He's the General Manager at Launch, Housing and Senior Industry Fellow at RMIT. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, how prevalent are we seeing the relationship between poor mental health and homelessness? Are these things that often go hand in hand, unfortunately?
Unfortunately, they do. We did a census of our client base here in Melbourne a few weeks ago, and we found of the 2,000 clients we saw over a two-week period, around about 44% of people were experiencing a mental illness at that particular point in time. But sadly, only half of those were actually accessing or actually using mental health services. So what was particularly of concern for us is that many people, while they were having a mental health issue, just weren't having access, ready access to services, and were unable to actually treat that illness at that point in time.
And of the research that you've done, what are some of the consequences of mental health issues not being addressed in those who are homeless?
Yeah, look, generally, a lot of people report that it's just the actual experience of homelessness, particularly rough sleeping, is just chaotic. So you're just spending your time surviving, which means that everything takes second place. So able to attend appointments, take your medications and the like, or are put on hold by actually dealing with the immediate issue in front of you, which is actually finding appropriate housing. And in some cases, unfortunately, the actual experience of homelessness itself can be quite traumatic and your mental health can actually deteriorate as a consequence.
Absolutely. So who do we think then is responsible for helping these individuals? Is it hospitals and the healthcare system that have a duty of care to those who are homeless and experiencing mental health issues?
Look, certainly it's a shared responsibility, but it's great that the Royal Commission here in Victoria is at least spotlighting, the shared failures, if I can use those terms, between the housing system and the mental health system. The hospitals do what they can do under restrictive resources and the like, and they are under pressure to get people in and through and out of the hospital beds. But look, we find that it's just completely inappropriate that someone who is homeless, who has a mental health issue and being discharged without adequate housing support in this day and age isn't appropriate.
No, absolutely not. Now, presumably, and as we all know, that this is not just a problem exclusive to Victoria. And as you said, while it is great that a Royal Commission is taking place there or about to take place there, this is something that we do need to tackle on a bigger national level. How would you suggest we go about trying to solve this issue on a national level? Obviously, it's not going to be an easy solution.
No. Look, certainly it is a national issue, and it's great that at least the Royal Commission Victoria is at least putting a spotlight on that. We know that nationally the Productivity Commission is doing a review, not exactly about these issues, but looking at other aspects of mental health as well. But look, ultimately it is a shared responsibility between different levels of government, the non-profit sector like us. But in terms of solutions, in some ways, what's most frustrating for us is that we actually know what the answers are. I mean, there's been, in Victoria, in New South Wales and nationally, there's been upteen number of reviews and inquiries over the last 25 years. But in some ways, we know the answers. And in our commentary to the Commission here, it's basic things like, keep people secure in their rental housing, stop people being evicted in the first place. It's having appropriate step-down services out of hospitals rather than someone being discharged to the street. And there's a great model, which I know there's one in Sydney, the Common Ground model, which is a form of permanent supportive housing, where you can actually provide ongoing housing with ongoing support for individuals as well. So for us, let's not get fooled by the next shiny toy, the next shiny example elsewhere. We actually know what works. We just need to put the right level of funding and resources into those knowable solutions.
It all seems like common sense, and we can talk about it as much as we want, but until there's actual action taken at those higher levels, then we're not going to see anything change.
Absolutely.
Well, Doctor, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess. Appreciate the opportunity. That